We are on episode 5. Hello, beautiful people. I am so excited to talk about today's topic, which is all about giving you the inner words and self-talk to end your body and weight loss struggles. Let's go.
You're listening to the Sweet Tooth Boss podcast. If you're a dessert lover but struggle with finding the balance between enjoying your chocolate and feeling good in your skin, then you, my friend, are in the right place. And who am I? Well, I'm your host, Leanne Adler, Master Weight Loss Coach. I have created tried and proven strategies that have helped hundreds of women take back control over food, end their craving struggles, and finally shed the weight and feel amazing in their skin. Are you ready? Let's do this.
So when I was growing up, I remember having an inner compass that would speak to me. It was almost like a voice inside myself that sounded like me, but was a lot wiser and acted as a guide to me in the big and scary world out there. It's really interesting because that part of me always knew what was best for me. That part of me would always approach things from a sense of compassion and kindness and had a sense of responsibility of guiding me towards my best self. In a way, I like to call this part of myself my own personal mentor. And this mentor really guided me towards living my most authentic life. She would show me what was right for me and what was wrong for me and gave me that gut feeling of when something was not aligned. She would soothe me in my times of distress and comfort me when I was feeling overwhelmed. Now, when I tell people this, I really just want to clarify, I do not view this inner compass that I had as a real life person. Instead, I knew that it was something in myself that was ultimately connecting me to who I wanted to be in life and what I truly wanted out of life. So when I think about this inner compass and my relationship with food growing up, I had an amazing relationship with food. I was always a child who loved to eat delicious, tasty food. And just so you guys know, my dad was an incredible cook. I still remember him making stir fries, steamed dumplings, you name it, my dad could make it. And I had a healthy relationship when it came to sugar, desserts, and junk food. My inner compass always knew when I was hungry and when I was full, and I never really remember struggling as a child with feelings of shame when it came to food. So it wasn't until I got older that I started to realize that this inner compass would become more and more muffled as the years went on. Bread that had previously been one of my favorite foods as a child became fattening, and chocolate was something that had previously been something sweet and delicious that I would have and now turned into something that was not good for weight loss. I really remember that I began to pick myself and my body apart, and I would take it out on myself with my food choices. So as a kid, I loved my vegetables, which, you know, was just something that I enjoyed the taste of as a child. But slowly but surely, I remember as I grew up, veggies started to become something that I called mentally diet food. And slowly but surely, I remember I began to lose the pleasures that food would bring me with my distorted guilt and moral obligation that I began to feel around food. Now, eating cake would never mean just having one slice. And chocolate started to become my go-to to de-stress after work or when something stressful came up. I began to use food to soothe myself emotionally and would feel like I always had to overeat on my favorite foods because they were bad or fattening. I would find myself being unable to stop until it's all gone or eating out the entire cupboard when I was feeling any sort of distress. Now, I find this really interesting because now in hindsight, I've slowly learned just how disconnected I had become from myself, my body, and my inner compass that had always led me to being the best version of myself. My inner self-talk went from the curious, kind, compassionate mentor to this critical, guilt-tripping, shaming voice. I always thought that I was just not disciplined enough to lose the weight and that there was something innately wrong with me. Why could I not stop when it comes to having one chocolate? Why do I always feel out of control, especially if I've had a bad day? I tried so hard to punish myself with every single diet in the book. I got meal plans, I tried to track calories, I even got personalized nutrition plans. But it would always end in the same way, with me doing really well for the first few weeks or so, and then slowly falling off track as life happened. Now, I want to talk about something that I've never spoken about on this podcast before. And that is around 10 years ago, when I started my weight loss journey for the 100th time. I remember going to a personal trainer. And this personal trainer had put me on a super restrictive diet and promised me the prospect of having abs within 12 weeks of following it. Now, I want to tell you, at the start of my journey, all I ever wanted was to have abs, okay? The part of my body that I've always been pretty insecure about is my stomach area. And for me, having abs was like the equivalent of just getting everything in life and feeling good about myself. So I really believed that if I had abs, that my life would be 10 times better. And I was so desperate to finally feel worthy that honestly, looking back, I'm impressed at how disciplined I was, but I followed this diet to a T. I remember I was allowed one cheat meal per week. And oh boy, guys, I mean, I would turn that cheat meal into a cheat day and overeat like until my stomach was bloated. And I would just feel so gross after those cheat days and punish myself mentally. So I'm not gonna lie, I did lose some weight by doing that diet. But I knew that this would be temporary because I wasn't happy with myself or the way that I was eating. Now, I remember at the time I was still a student, and my boyfriend Mick, who is now my husband, had booked a trip for us to go away for 3 weeks. And let me tell you guys, I was so excited for this. Like, I was a student, traveling was really something special. Like, this was really a highlight that I had been looking forward to. And I remember going and telling this personal trainer that I'm going on holiday for 3 weeks. And I remember him turning around and giving me a strict regime to follow while I was there. And honestly, I look back at this time as being, as cliche as it sounds, but my point of awakening. I truly did not want to go on holiday and follow the same bland diet and feel like I had to worry about my food choices. Like, I felt like I was going on holiday to have a good time, experience a different culture, different foods, different moments, spend time with Mick, not to obsess over the amount of oil that they were using in the pan when they were cooking my food. And I remember at this point, I turned to him and I said to him, like, I'm really struggling with this. I'm not sure if I can do this anymore. Like, I can't. And I remember feeling so mentally exhausted and physically exhausted that I could not even enjoy the physique that, you know, had happened. I could not enjoy the actual weight loss because I was so riddled with mind drama over food in my body. I remember saying to him, it just doesn't feel authentic to me. I want to feel good in my body and be at a comfortable weight, but not at the expense of my relationship with myself and food. And I remember so clearly what he said to me next. It was, Leanne, everyone wants to lose weight and eat what they want. It's unfortunately just not how the world works. You will gain all the weight back on this trip if you don't listen to me. Now, what was life-changing about this exact moment was he had mirrored exactly what my inner self-talk had been saying, which was, you can't eat what you want and be comfortable in your body. You can't eat foods you love and lose the weight. You have to eat a very strict diet in order to fit into a dress size that feels good. And I almost think hearing it out loud and having someone else saying it back to me made something in my brain click on why nothing had worked before, why it was always such a struggle, and why it was never possible for myself. Instead of listening and taking it as if it was the truth, I suddenly felt this deep compassion for myself that I hadn't felt in years, and almost had that same protective feeling that I would get from my inner compass as a child. I remember asking myself in that moment, how does it feel to hear the foods you love so much can never be in your life if you want to lose the weight? How does it feel to constantly be telling myself that something is wrong with me because I'm not able to follow a strict plan? And it's so interesting because for the first time in my life, I finally realized how bizarre the whole process was. I finally realized, hey, I should be able to go on holiday, have a good time, and feel good in my body without feeling like I have to be super stringent on my food choices. And it's interesting because when I asked myself this, how does it feel to constantly be speaking to myself like that? The answer that came up and the two emotions that stood out to me was shame and defeated. I had been having my own version of a person telling me day in and day out when it comes to food and weight loss that just made me feel shameful, discouraged, defeated, frustrated. Imagine having a person telling you all the things in your brain that constantly you just repeat to yourself out loud. And ask yourself, how does it feel when this person speaks to me like that? That was really powerful for me. because that's when I learned when it comes to weight loss, I just felt shameful all the time. And then I remember asking myself, well, how do I show up in the world when I feel these emotions? And what I realized is that through constantly telling myself all these things, I truly didn't believe that it was actually even possible for me to begin with. Like, if you really think about it, a part of me always believed that I would mess up. Part of me always believed that there was something wrong with me. A part of me always believed that me loving food and loving certain foods that are supposedly not weight loss friendly is this huge sin, and I will never be able to overcome this because, you know, it's this terrible thing that I have to fight within myself. And it's so interesting because this part of me just always believed that I would mess it up. So I would constantly be self-sabotaging myself over and over. It really made me think that the foods that I had been restricting for so long were almost like forbidden fruits. My brain convinced me that these foods were 10 times more tastier than they actually were. And I felt like when I was telling myself these things, my brain became the number one saleswoman for why overeating on these foods was so much fun and what I actually wanted to do, but I couldn't have them. So it's no wonder why nothing ever sticked, because I never really stopped to consider and ask myself from a clean space, what is it that I really want? What do I really want? And what I learned was that it wasn't just weight loss that I was after, but it was more losing the weight in a way that felt true to me. Losing the weight through eating the foods that I truly enjoyed. Losing the weight through learning how to become more connected to myself versus disconnected and punishing myself. Through truly learning how to change my relationship with food and unpacking why I was overweight to begin with. Why I was eating more than I needed and what I was relying on food for other than for sustenance. And what I learned through years of unpacking is that we all believe that if we allowed ourselves to eat what we truly want, that all we would eat are burgers, pizzas, chocolate, and junk. I remember if you were to ask me 10 years ago, what is it that you really want? My first reaction would probably be to find an amazing weight loss drug that allowed me to just eat whatever I wanted, whenever I want, and to overeat and not gain weight. And I almost chuckle when I think back to that version of me, because I truly believed that if I was allowed to do whatever I wanted, I would just eat all the junk all the time. But the truth is, in reality, and I learned this the hard way, right? If we truly allow ourselves to have all foods, yes, in the beginning, these foods may be amazing and we may struggle with our relationship with them at first and struggle with overeating. But over time, once your beliefs around these foods change, these foods slowly start to lose their appeal. And we quickly learn that overeating on them all the time does not feel good in our body. And that is not actually what we truly want. I remember genuinely thinking that when I was stressed, that all I wanted was to eat loads of cookies to de-stress. But after unpacking this, I learned that overeating on cookies doesn't and didn't ever solve my stress. it temporarily soothed that emotion. But then after, I would often feel worse because I was bloated and sluggish and still stressed. So what I really wanted was to be able to truly enjoy a cookie in a way that truly serves me, and not when I'm relying on it for an emotional need. Really sitting down and enjoying a cookie and tasting it purely because that is what I want, and not because I'm super stressed and now I have permission to eat it. And this is truly the missing piece that most of my clients come to me for. They tell me that no matter what they do, they just can't stop around desserts or sweets, or that they have never been able to lose the weight. And I always say to them, we need to get to the root cause of your food and self-care problems. What are your beliefs about yourself? What do you tell yourself daily? How do you speak to yourself? What are you relying on food to fill in your life? And something that I always use as a measurement of progress with my clients is when they tell me that they can hear their voice in my head when they are comfortably full, or when they have the urge to emotionally eat, or when they want to pick themselves and their bodies apart. This is how I know that they are improving their self-talk and beginning to steer themselves back to their own inner compass and truly fulfill the needs that they have been relying on food to do for them. My goal is to give each and every one of my clients, and to those of you listening, new beliefs and ways of speaking to yourself that will no longer shame you into giving up, but instead propel you forward and be your own personal guide and mentor. I will be here doing it until it becomes your default voice inside your head and becomes unshakable. Because what I have learned is that you cannot hate yourself into the body you want. You have to deeply love yourself and reconnect to yourself in order to get there. Okay. I know that that's a lot to take in. And a lot of the time, everyone's like, that sounds great, but how do we start? Where do we start? And I always say awareness is the first step. I always find it so interesting that when we feel like we can't stop eating at fullness, or when we pick our bodies apart, we tell ourselves exactly the things that make us feel shame, discouraged, right? For example, telling yourself, I shouldn't eat this cake because it's high in fat and sugar. Tell me, does that stop you from eating the food? How many times have you told yourself, I shouldn't do this, but then you end up doing it? If you really think about it, how does it make you feel when you tell yourself that something that you love is something that you shouldn't be eating? My guess is that all it does is increase your desire for that food. Your brain then tries to find ways to justify why you are allowed to eat this food, or why you can do it this one time. And in this case, your brain becomes the number one salesperson for why this cake is exactly what you need and why it's the best thing in the world. Then once you do have it, you feel like you better eat it all because you're doing something really bad, and who knows when you will get this food again. A lot of the times, my clients justify by telling themselves, hey, I'm going to have the slice of cake and it's fine to eat now because tomorrow I'm going to be super strict, or tomorrow I'm going to make up for it, or tomorrow I'm eating no sugar, or this is the last time. And we all know how that works, right? It's always the same cycle. But do you see how that first sentence of I shouldn't eat this cake because it's high in fat and sugar causes your brain to feel so much shame and deprivation, and from those emotions triggers the same response? So I want you all to begin this awareness within yourself and really start to ask yourself if there's specific foods that you struggle with stopping at, or specific foods that you love but feel like you're not able to include in your diet to lose the weight, or even just ask yourself in terms of your weight loss journey as a whole, what are your beliefs about this food? Or what are your beliefs about yourself and your ability to lose weight? And that is really the beginning, right? I say, really identifying your thought patterns that causes you to over-desire certain foods. So in this cake example, we see that you're telling yourself you can't have it. And then I always say, okay, we have the awareness, we have all the thoughts. Now I want you to ask yourself, what else is true? And often they will say to me, well, actually, I can totally eat this cake, but what I really want is to feel good in my body, and eating too much of this cake doesn't feel good in my body. Or I can totally eat this cake if it's what I truly want, but is it what I truly want right now? What is it that I really need in this moment? Another one that I love is, what portion to me would feel good in 20 minutes time? And do you see how simply observing your thoughts and seeing how they make you feel, and then asking yourself, well, what else could be true, versus just running with those thoughts, can open your mind to different possibilities. And these different possibilities often generate emotion of compassion, kindness, curiosity, determination, right? And that's when it feels authentic to you. So instead of shaming yourself, you can truly check in with yourself and your needs. If you truly want that cake, chances are you don't want it in the way that you think you do. You think you just want to overeat on that cake, when in fact overeating does not feel good in your body. What you really may want is to be able to have a few bites until you're satisfied and then move on. So do this exercise and give yourself some time to really begin to become aware of the thoughts that you tell yourself when it comes to food and food decisions. And then I want you to ask yourself, what else is true? Or what do I really want or need? And see what comes up. Okay, my friends, this is all I have for you today. I hope you all have a beautiful week, and we will chat next week.
Hey, if you're a sweet tooth lover and want to finally end the struggle when it comes to your weight and truly feel amazing in your skin while redefining your relationship with yourself and food, I would love for you to apply for my one-on-one Sweet Tooth Boss coaching program at wholesome-lead.com.